College Inn Borderhouse in Chicago's famous Hotel Sherman, we invite your family to join the millions of families from coast to coast and listen to America's favorite, Don McNeil, and his Breakfast Club. And here is your Toastmaster, Don McNeil.
Good morning, Breakfast Clubbers. Morning to ya. We woke up bright and early, just howdy-do ya. First call to breakfast for all of you out there.
America, awake, the Breakfast Club is on the air.
Well, good morning to you. Happy Tuesday morning.
Good old Tuesday.
Good old Tuesday it is. And we have with us in the Breakfast Club audience this morning, Girl Scouts from Kenosha, Wisconsin.
It's good old Girl Scouts.
Yeah, good young Girl Scouts. Radio Workshop Group. And Little Bluebirds Group from Mount Prospect. Good young Bluebirds. And their moms are here. And senior... Now you can say good old moms if you
good
want.
Good old moms.
Senior Girl Scouts in St. Joseph, Missouri. A bunch of high school juniors and seniors from Remsen, Iowa, near Sioux City.
Good
Who's that
Sioux
group
City.
That just came in here? Where are you from?
Pleasant Hill, Illinois.
Yes, sir. That's an old one.
Good old.
Yeah. All right. Well, that constitutes our audience, beside a few other fine assorted folks this morning.
Thank you.
We have a new young lady singer with us this week. Tell you about her in just a second.
Good old
Righto. Well, the young lady singer that I mentioned who's with us this week, let's give a nice big Breakfast Club welcome to this young lady, Miss Jeannie Thomas. Jeannie, would you say you're from the Deep South?
That's right. Real deep.
Where's that?
Deep Creek, Virginia.
Deep Creek.
Deep Creek, Virginia?
Yes, sir.
Well, I think we all know where Deep Creek, Virginia is, but just for the benefit of few people, where is it?
Well, Deep Creek is a little community outside of Portsmouth, Virginia. You know where Portsmouth is?
Why, I certainly do. Deep Creek, Virginia, boys.
My old hometown to you all.
Yeah. This young lady was Miss Virginia in the Miss Universe contest. And a very charming gal she is. Got a new record going for you. What's that called?
Believing.
Believing. What's that about?
Well, it has lyrics to the effect that if you believe, then miracles will come true.
Somebody told me this was a song of faith, which has actually become a part of the congressional record. Is that true?
Yes, sir, it has. It's in the congressional record. It was in there on March the 17th, I believe.
Congressional record? Don't tell me that Congress putting out records now. Wait till they get in that payola thing. Oh. What label are you on?
On the Genie label, but that's spelled G-E-N-I-E.
That's not your own label.
No, that's like Genie in the Jug.
Well, I know that this gal has won a lot of beauty contests, writes a beauty column for Hit Parader magazine, and I'm told that your mother and father had an orchestra, Genie. Is that right?
Yes, they did. My dad had an orchestra, Busta Asbell Orchestra. My dad played the saxophone and clarinet, and my mother played the piano, and I sang.
Well, say, that was nice. Keep the whole thing in the family, huh?
That's right.
Well, it's nice to have you with us, Jeannie. We'll hear from you in just a moment. First of all, we're going to start out song-wise with a young group who's here. The young group.
Hey, young group, sit down.
Well, that could be me.
I didn't have you in mind, Dick. I was going to have you in just a second, if you would. But the group I had in mind was a group of gals from Mount Prospect. And the card... for them a minute ago around here.
Well, I don't know who you mean. You mean the little bluebirds?
The little bluebirds are the ones that I had in mind. Where is the leader here? Mrs. Ed White, I believe, is the leader of this Mount Prospect group. Aren't you? Well, who is the leader? Mrs. Schroeder's the leader. Well, Miss Schroeder, would you have your cute little bluebirds stand up, please, and sing their little greeting for us, because we'd love to hear them. All right, bluebirds, let's have your little singing greeting, please. Now, I understand you have another little deal you do, too, huh? All right, let's hear that.
All righty.
The bluebird wish to have fun, to learn to make beautiful things, to remember to finish what I begin, to want to keep my temper most of the time, to go to interesting places, to learn about the trees, flowers, and birds, to make friends.
Well. To learn to keep my temper most of the time. That's what I like, yeah. Here's a little bluebird coming up here. What have you got there, honey?
I am Lynn Hepke. We are the Merry Maids Bluebirds, and we are all in third grade. We go to St. Paul Lutheran School on Prospect, Illinois. We've made this fudge for you. Hope you like it.
I am Don McNeil. I am 52 years old. I am delighted to have this fudge. I shall eat it, and I do appreciate it, period. Thank you.
I am Sam Cowling. I would like to try it out for you first to see if it's all right.
There goes my fudge. Thank you. I'll get some. Thank you, bluebirds. I appreciate that very much. And my, she learned that to a T, didn't she? She had that speech down just perfectly.
I think we ought to get them something.
I do, too.
I'll go out and get a can of worms.
No, not.
Bluebirds eat worms.
No, they don't. We'll get them. Get them something very nice before the program is over. Right now, we'll start them off with a song by Dick Noel. All right, group.
Dear, when you smiled at me, I heard a melody. It haunted me from the start. Something inside of me started a symphony. Sing went the strings of my heart. 'Twas like a breath of spring. I heard a raw bluebird sing about a nest set apart. All nature seemed to be in perfect harmony. Zing went the strings of my heart. Your eyes made skies seem blue again. What else could I do again but keep repeating blue again? I love you, love you. I still recall the thrill. I guess I always will. I hope 'twill never depart. Dear, with your lips to mine, a rhapsody divine. Sing with the strings, sing with the strings of my heart.
Thank you, Dick. Thank you. Got a young fellow, sounds like an interesting character here from Chicago, Eddie Bear. Where's Eddie? Oh, how are you, Eddie?
Okay.
Atta boy. Eddie, you sound like a guy who's gotten into a lot of trouble in your young career. How old are you?
I'm 12 now.
12 now. What are some of the things you've done?
I've eaten arsenic.
What?
I've eaten arsenic.
You've eaten arsenic? Most people who have eaten arsenic don't get to talk about it. Did you die?
No.
Oh, glad to hear that. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I was a little around 2 years old, and I was crawling at night, and by the medicine cabinet, and I picked it up and ate it.
Oh, smoke. They must have rushed you to the doctor and got something to counteract it immediately, huh?
We went to the hospital, and I had to get medicine.
Yeah. Well, I'm certainly glad you're around here to tell about that. What else did you do?
I fall upstairs.
You fall upstairs?
Yes.
Oh, you and Dick Noel, yeah. Most people fall down. You fall upstairs. What else have you done?
I slept in a bathtub.
Slept in a bathtub? Why did you do that? You mean you were taking a bath and you just fell asleep?
No.
Oh, you like to sleep in a bathtub?
No.
Well, why did you sleep in a bathtub?
I didn't know it.
Huh?
I didn't know it.
Oh, you didn't know it?
Yeah.
You shouldn't drink that stuff. That's what that arsenic will do for you, you know. Arsenic on the rocks and you don't know where you are and pretty soon you're in a bathtub. You've got a brother who's a radio ham?
Yes.
What kind of a ham is he?
A kosher one.
You're all right. Are you his sister?
Yes.
You know, I think this is wonderful. May I have this? She has a hat here, and she has her own pigtails right on the hat. Is that your own hair?
No.
Well, it's hair just like yours, isn't it?
Yes.
Of course, you may think you're the only one that does that, but you're not, Mr. Thomas. Isn't it amazing how the girls are wearing their hair on their hats now?
She's way behind
I know she's behind the time.
She should have it on her head.
That's right, yeah. I understand. All right, well, it's about time now to hear from Jeannie Thomas. Cute little gal from Virginia singing for us, I'm Sitting on Top of the World.
I'm sitting on top of the world, just rolling along, just rolling along. I'm quitting the blues of the world, just singing a song, just singing a song. Glory, hallelujah, I just phoned the parson. Hey, par, get ready to call. Just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm ready to fall. I'm sitting on top of the world, just rolling along, just rolling along. Glory, hallelujah, I just phoned the parson. Hey, par, get ready to call. Just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm going to fall. I'm sitting on top of the world, just rolling along, just rolling along, just sitting on top of the world.
Let's get Mr. Noel now, who's fallen in practically every body of water from coast to coast, to sing How Deep is the Ocean. He ought to know.
How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? Times a day do I think of you? How many roses are sprinkled with dew? How far would I travel to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean?
Well, it was sung so nicely, there's no use in you answering it. It's just a question anyway. And now we come to our hymn time with Jeannie Thomas. Brings us to our moment of silent prayer, in which I ask you, each in his own words, each in his own way, for a world united in peace, let us bow our heads and pray. Memory time this morning, a little note on friendship by Dr. Waldemar Argo from Baltimore, Maryland, that appeared in Sunshine magazine. Friendship is the coming in of love when everything else has gone. The soul's desperate struggle for fraternity against the solitariness and loneliness of cosmic vastness. The battle between the sword and the cross, one seeking to hurt, the other to heal. The determination to believe the best when the worst has been rumored. The golden tie that binds after circumstance, disaster, and death have wrenched all visible bonds. The deliberate ignoring of the fool and the radiant evoking of the saint in a human soul. It is the healing of success without envy. The forgiving of a hurt without demanding an apology. The keeping of an affection in spite of misunderstanding. Asking for a privilege to serve without counting the cost or demanding a reward. Closing the eyes to ugliness and opening the inner eye and ear of the heart which understands rather than sees or hears. In other words, it is to ask, what can I give rather than what shall I receive? I'm going to ask Miss Marcy Moore to come up here. She's traveling around the country with a table, and if you've ever tried to sit six guests around one of these tables for four, you know what gets in the way, and that's table legs beside other people's. Morning.
Good morning.
This lady has the answer. It's a very unusual thing, this table that's traveling with you. Tell us about it, Marcia.
Well, as you said, Don, it doesn't have any legs, and this means that... You can seat from 2 to 8 people at it, and you don't have to worry about that.
I've often wondered why somebody hasn't done this before. In fact, somebody has done it before. I've heard of one years ago. It was a little different than this. It was actually suspended through a huge bar that went up right from the middle of the table to the ceiling.
But it probably wiggled.
Oh, I don't know about that. I never sat at it. But I often thought, with my long legs, I'm always getting in trouble there. Why didn't somebody do this before? Do you know why?
Well, I think probably they didn't put their imagination to it. And we decided that the best thing to do was to get someone who hadn't designed a table before. So we went to an aircraft engineer.
Oh, is that so? Well, this ought to be handy for our show. People could not only march around this, they could march under it, too, without any trouble. This is experimental, I presume, or is it in operation?
Yes, it is. It's appearing this week at Carson Peary Scott.
Oh, you're in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you do when you're not table hopping around the country, Marcia?
Well, I like to help women... get ideas for setting the table.
Well, this is really terrific here. I noticed on this table, there's a built-in fountain, isn't there, for centerpieces?
That's right.
And built-in warmers right on the
mm-hmm.
table. Keep the food
I think
warm.
Keeping food hot is always a big problem, and so we put warmers right in the table, and they turn on when you turn them over. The table is entirely flat if you want it to be that way. And then by pushing a little button, the warmer turns over and goes on.
Oh, I see. There's even a phone jack here if you want to telephone
the
table.
That's right.
That's terrible. One time you ought to be able to get away from the telephone, you know?
Another thing this table has is a TV set in it.
Oh, no.
Yes, but nobody ever watches television at breakfast, just lunch and dinner.
That's right.
They listen to the radio at breakfast time.
Naturally, and of course it's got a concealed radio in there somewhere, I presume. And lighting is a very important thing in this, isn't it?
Yes, if you want to have a nice romantic dinner for two, you can turn the lights down very low.
Legless table.
And then if you've got the whole family there and you want it well lit up, you turn them up.
The table of tomorrow. Well, it's a cute idea, anyway. Cute idea.
Yes, it was sponsored by the Melamine Council, who make melamine dinnerware. Uh-huh. And they thought that perhaps people would like new ideas for their dining table, and they had this commissioned, as I said, by an aircraft engineer who made it shaped like a guitar.
I noticed it is shaped like a guitar.
Well, the reason is that in the middle, it's narrower. So if you have only two people, they sit in the narrow part. And then if you have more people, you put them all around the edge.
Oh, I see.
So that if you just have two people, you don't have to feel that you're at a great big table because you're right close to each other.
I presume that for large dinner parties, they have one shaped like a bull fiddle.
Huh? Well, maybe you could have two tables instead.
Well, that's a very cute idea. Telling us about this offbeat design, I'm certainly... sure adds to our Breakfast Club enjoyment this morning, Marcia. And thank you for dropping by.
Thank you very much, Don.
Thank you. Marcia Moore. Legless table, huh?
You know, they could actually make a lot of furniture like that, and it would be so easy to dust under then, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Okay.
Nothing to dust.
That's right.
Except some old legs that might happen to be there.
Leftover.
Jeannie Thomas is our new girl singer this morning for this week. Jeannie, have you ever heard this program before?
Oh, yes, sir. I was raised up listening to this show.
Did you ever think we really marched?
It sounded like it.
Yeah? Well, now you saw it.
I sure did.
Is it like you thought it was?
I guess so.
Yeah. Worse. Raised up with this show, huh? Where is it you're from again?
Deep Creek.
Oh, yeah, Deep Creek.
My grandmother's been listening to the show for Lord only knows. I reckon...
Since she was born.
You know, that's what I get all the time from people. My grandmother listens to me all the time. And it makes you feel old, you know. Well, I'm glad we have youngsters that come here every morning. It makes you feel young. We're going to have Jeannie Thomas and Dick Noel sing together. Let's see what happens here. Thank you both. All right, Dick, I'm going to ask you to sing one now for us, if you will.
I got one.
You got one? About the cookie?
About cooking.
About cooking. All right. What's cooking cookie?
The moon is a silver platter filled with the food of love. The night is a cozy kitchen that you are missing. What's cooking, cookie? Let's have a looky. What you cooking up for a hungry heart? Ah, diddle, diddle. What's on that griddle? When do all those sweet surprises start? Holding hands on the menu, that wouldn't hurt. And don't forget those kisses when you plan the dessert. it's cooking, cooking. Let's have a looking. How's about some romance? How's about some romance a la carte?
I would like very much to speak to a champion babysitter who's here this morning, Mrs. Mary Sofsky. She says she's one. Yeah, she looks like one. For,
Good morning, Mr. McDale.
How are you this morning?
Fine, thank you.
Why do you call yourself the champion babysitter?
Well, I've been taking care of children for 30 years almost.
Have you really?
And the people that I'm engaged by now told me when you go to Chicago, if you happen to see the Breakfast Club program, you'd be sure and tell them you're the champion.
Well, I'm glad they think
and
that
so
of you.
So that's why I put it on my car.
Have you any advice for babysitters?
Yes, sir, I sure have. I think babysitters, people that have children to be have babysitters for, they should have reliable people babysitting for them. They should know a lot about them before they let them come in their home.
Yes.
And I wouldn't advise any mother to have a young teenage babysitting for a small baby because, in the first place, they think they know a lot, but they don't know anything about taking care of small children, believe me.
They, you've got a lot of incredulous glances from the teenagers here when
well,
you said that.
Well, oh, don't get me wrong. The teenagers are wonderful once they get up where they're old enough to understand properly.
As but long as they're not teenagers anymore.
Well, no, what I call teenagers, you take them, say, from 12 years old up to 15 and 16.
I see. Yeah.
To me, that's a little too young.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now you, would you want to trust a baby, say, 2 or 3 months old with a young teenager like that? And if you had 3 or 4 other kids, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're asking me this?
I'm asking, I mean, you wouldn't want that. I mean, you'd want somebody you could depend on, wouldn't you, in case your baby got choked or was taking a bottle and he needs burping or something, and this baby gets excited because the baby turns blue in the face. How would she know whether to turn him on his heels and spank him or just let him choke?
What would you do?
Well, if he was choking and I thought that there was nothing real bad, I'd put him on my shoulder and prop him.
Thank you, honey. All right. Yeah.
So long, you breakfast clubbers. This ends our meeting. Well, once again tomorrow, you'll hear our greeting.
Yes, sir. Time has flitted. It's gone. And so until tomorrow, then, Don McNeil and the whole gang say so long and be good to your neighbor.
Don McNeil's Breakfast Club has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.